Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ted Fishman's here. Ted's our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Thrust, author of China Inc., also Shock of Gray. That's an outstanding demographic book, story of global demographics and the impact of that on society and on the marketplace. Ted, thanks again for being here. TedCFishman.com, is that right?
That's right, thank you.
With a C in the middle, folks, TedCFishman.com. You'll be glad you went there. He's an awesome reporter. Ted, you in the previous segment, you gave us a tour of how the relationship with China was reset by President Trump. With, in my opinion, and I think yours too, based on what you said, a more clear-eyed, realistic approach to China, one that was not enamored. Nobody was enamored with China. I think Trump and his administration were not naive about what China was capable of, but also not just predisposed to not embrace them with opportunity when it came to pass. Someone once told me, I've had a lot of people say, I hope the new administration will be able to develop more friends in the world. Somebody actually said that to me. And I remind them that a smart person once told me that countries don't have friends. Countries have interests. And if you apply that to China, China is never going to be our friend. They have interests, and they've stated those interests. You can find their interests, and they're not positive for America. So my question to you is, going forward in the Biden administration with a Democrat Congress, what do you see this relationship being with China?
It's fraught. For one thing, for all of the problems that the Trump administration identified, it didn't really fundamentally change China's power as an economic force in the world. Even in the United States, our trade imbalance with China is as tight as it's ever been. We're fast approaching $500 billion in Chinese imports. That's all been on Trump's watch. So it's a knotty problem. You can come at it as a coalition builder, or you can come at it as an adversary. There's no easy problems. I mean, there's no easy solutions. At the end of the Obama administration, which Biden had a big hand in foreign policy, our relationship with China was already getting strained, and the Obama administration might have turned hard against China, too. It's impossible to overstate how difficult it became for American businesses and diplomats to work in China at the end of the Obama administration. Biden himself has called Xi Jinping a thug, and I think he believes it.
Do you think he would behave that way, though, going forward? I mean, because you know, there's a lot of reporting on how he's compromised with China.
Yeah, Biden is one of the more erratic foreign policy thinkers in public life. He's been on all sides of every problem, and to me, he is kind of emblematic of the United States' growing reputation as an unreliable partner, because you just never know where he'll stand, which means right now you won't know where the United States stands. He's talked about assembling this summit of democracies, which is to get, you know, democratic countries from all around the world to think about how to build a front against China in technology and promoting human rights and so on. But who do you invite at the moment? Do you invite India, the most populous democracy? India's veering away from democracy. do you invite Indonesia as your emblem of democracy?
Well, I think you've got to invite India because they're China's neighbor, and there's a lot of trouble on the border there. You definitely invite Australia. You invite all the English-speaking countries.
Yeah. And then, of course, you want to invite the countries of Europe. Europe has just signed this huge investment pact with China.
Wow.
Which is something that it did in response to the United States attempts in the Trump administration to get a bilateral agreement with China, which the Trump administration failed to get, mm-hmm. but which the EU thought threatened Europe's interest.
Right.
So they went ahead, and they're ahead of us on getting an agreement. It's not a perfect agreement, and the European Parliament still has to approve it. So,
bottom line, Ted, do you think 2 years from now we'll look back on the Biden first 2 years of Biden administration and say that he was effective with China to our advantage, to our benefit, or he was feckless with China against us?
I don't think we'll look back and see much success. It's too vexing a problem to make much progress in 2 years. Mm-hmm. It'll take him 2 years to get this summit together.
I'm defaulting to something very analog, in my opinion. I don't think the issue with China is as technical as it is backbone. Does America mm-hmm. have the guts to stand up to China? And that's one thing I thought Trump had, and I don't think Biden does have. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think if we have the backbone to improve our economy from the inside, that'll be the biggest progress we can make. You know,
and that's what I want to talk about when we come back. This is something I've been trying to focus on our show here for a long time now, Ted, and that is what I call hemispherization. Some people call it reshoring. It doesn't have to be in the United States, just in our hemisphere. And redundant supply chains. I want to get your thoughts on that when we come back with our good friend Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com is the website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.